Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that's what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil, trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. The wait is finally over. The all-new 2017 Chevy Bolt is now in stock at Apple Chevy. Get details and schedule a test drive at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Can't find the key to lowering your ComEd bill? Well, with smart meter-enabled tools and programs, you can take control of your energy use and unlock the savings. You'll understand when you're using too much energy and how to use less. With smart meters, it's easy to access energy savings. It just clicks. That's smarter power made simple. See how to start lowering your bill at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2:02 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. It's all about the playoffs, and the Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home next Saturday for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
My expectations at this point are that we would have played better. You know, certainly our starting pitching has not gotten off to a good start. I think it's going to start trending in a better direction now.
Cubs president Theo Epstein visiting with Mully and Hanley this morning to talk about some of the reasons why the Cubs are 17-17.
A lot of things that can go wrong have. Some are going to even out naturally. A lot of players are going to find their level. Kyle Schwarber is a much better hitter than this. Anthony Rizzo, I think he's 8 for his last 64. Yeah. That's not going to continue. He's a much better hitter than this. You know, Contreras is a better hitter than this. Addison Russell is going to hit better. Zobrist is going to hit better.
The Cubs are in fourth place in the National League Central, but just 2.5 games behind first place St. Louis, the team the Cubs visit tomorrow. Justin Grimm sent to Iowa to make room for tomorrow's starter, Eddie Butler. White Sox in Minnesota tonight, Derek Holland. I should say White Sox hosting Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland and Phil Hughes, the mound matchup. Hockey Blackhawks forward Richard Panik gets a 2-year extension. He had career highs in goals and points this past season. Football Bears rookies have arrived at Hallis Hall. Rookie minicamp begins tomorrow. NBA San Antonio can advance tonight. Game 6 in Houston. Spurs up 3-2. Golf round 1 of the Players Championship. William McGirt is atop the board. He shot a 67 today, so McGirt has a one-shot lead over both J.B. Holmes and Alex Noren. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. The Scores 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Country Club Wrigleyville. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow night at 6:40 when the Cubs take on St. Louis on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never
ends. The Bernstein and Golf Show.
We're not happy with the results of the last two or three years, and we've got to figure something out.
Does what happened on the north side put more heat on you all, do you think?
I don't think so. You know, what happened with them is great for the game. It's great for the city. But I don't think there's any more pressure on us. See, I don't think, contrary to what a lot of people believe, I don't think we compete with the Cubs. I think they have their fans and we have our fans. And we compete with ourselves. And we owe our fans a better product than we've given them the last couple of years.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf talking frankly about his team's relationship to their National League counterpart in the city. And what's interesting now is that we face a trade market where the Cubs are now perhaps interested, meaning desperate, in a way that maybe we didn't think they would be, especially looking at starting pitching, even though we knew that they would always, they had said they would always be looking to add starting pitching going back into March. They said that that would be something that would be continuing to evolve because of their draft strategy. It's not something they draft, and it's something that they like to buy when they can. When the market says that they can add on, they do. And then the White Sox looking to sell off pieces to continue to accelerate their rebuild unless they get suckered into thinking they're better than they are.
No, I don't think that that's happening. And I think that, that part of the reason that you can look at the way that they're handling Moncada, and they're in no rush to bring him up. I don't think that they're going to be tricked. And obviously the last like week or so of White Sox baseball might be another reason why they're not going to be tricked into thinking that they're better than they are. I thought it was interesting to just hear kind of a juxtaposition where, and I got on the White Sox last year for not being open to the idea of trading to the Cubs, or at least reportedly rumored to not be keen on the idea of trading with the Cubs. To me, I really don't understand, and I've heard smart people like Theo and Jed and Rick talk about this concept of, well, there's going to be a tax. There's going to be a tax when it comes to a deal. Really? Like, that's where we're at with this? To me, if you have someone that helps my team get better, and I have someone that helps you get better, or in the case of the White Sox, allows you to better go about the rebuilding process, then why play the stupid game of, well, you're in town and I don't want to see that guy be a star in this town if I trade him away? Like,
all
to me,
you
that's stupid.
Care about, all you should care about is, are you getting your team closer to winning the World Series?
Correct. I'm not advocating a Quintana deal. I'm just saying that the concept of, we can't do a deal because there are crosstown rivals, put that in quotes, or there needs to be some sort of tax built in, to me is counterintuitive to the way that the Cubs have gone about doing their business. Like, it seems like a very small-minded view from a very big idea team that we've seen. So let's hear what happened this week as far as this goes. Rick Hahn was, of course, asked about it. He talked Monday when the White Sox got, or Tuesday after the White Sox got off their road trip. He spoke about the possibility of deals being made and deals possibly being made with the Cubs.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Look, we've been over this a lot, and probably going to have to be over it a lot over the next several years, and I get it. But we are, any deal we make is about maximizing the future of the White Sox. We are open to business with all 29 other clubs. I think the best evidence I can probably point to that is simply our willingness to do trades within our division, which has a far, far greater impact on our ability to compete than doing a deal with a team in the other league, just because we happen to share, you know, proximity to them geographically. So there's zero issue doing a deal with the Cubs or any of the other 28 teams after them. We're about putting the White Sox in the best position, and hopefully throughout our trades, both sides wind up winners.
Hooray!
There you go.
That's the way that it should be. Now, that seemed to be the position that the Cubs were in last year. It felt like that's the way they were talking about it. Here's what Theo said on The Score earlier today about it.
Rick and I have talked about players he's had that have gone on to be traded. We had a really quick conversation about Sale. It lasted about 30 seconds based on the names that were involved.
Sure.
That he would want. So, and not prospects, but, you know, our very best big league players, which, of course, is natural for him to ask for. And he made a great trade for Chris Sale. Look, I think this has been a kind of overblown media story. I think the teams are always going to talk, but it's really unlikely to go anywhere from his standpoint or from our standpoint. But there's no ill will. There's no animosity. It's just the reality of the situation. But will we exclude them from our coverage or our talks? No. Or will they exclude us? No. But I think realistically, that's not one you want to bet on.
Well, his logic being that it's an outlandish ask.
Or that particular trade was an outlandish ask.
I don't think he closed any doors there.
I don't think he opened any. I don't think he opened any doors.
Well, he's in a different position. Rick is in the position of, hey, yeah, look, let's talk.
Business is good.
Yeah, you want to talk about Abreu? You want to talk about Todd Frazier? You want to talk about Avi Garcia? Like, feel free. Want to talk Melky? Sure.
No. What they need to be talking about for the next big deal they do is Quintana.
Certainly, I thought that was assumed.
But I mean, in conjunction with the Cubs, like, the Cubs don't want Melky. They don't, but you know what the Cubs could need? They could use a left-handed starter under salary control.
A reliable starter.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe that ends up being a right-handed starter and it's Chris Archer. And they already have, you know, a way to talk with Tampa anyway. So I just think that the concept of, well, we can't do deals from whatever side it's coming from, whether it's Theo saying, well, we would be okay with it, but it doesn't seem like they want to play fair, or Rick being like, oh, we're not going to do it. To me, the whole concept of it is stupid. It's beneath them. It's beneath them to not look at the other team as a possibility to help make their own team better. If that makes any sense.
And you also can't be embittered trying to think that after the fact, every trade has to be retroactively won. It's okay if both teams benefit from a trade.
Correct.
It's all right. And if you meet them in the playoffs, you meet them in the World Series, beat them.
Right. With the guy that you got from them.
Yeah, sometimes once that button's pushed on a deal, sometimes you just got to be Ryan Pace. You just say, well, I don't know if we had to do that. I don't know if it's any good, but I'm going to own it.
I mean, yeah, Rick stuck up the Nationals. I mean, sure, he went in there with a mask and a gun and got a whole bunch of stuff for Adam Eaton.
Although apparently the Lucas Giolito part of that, look, if Dane Dunning turns out to be terrific and they foisted a fading Lucas Giolito on you, you got to live with that.
Well, the Giolito thing, I think he could really use some Coop time, but Coop's not going to be, you know, down there on the buses. It sounds like he's got some sort of block, some sort of mental block that he needs to get past. And can you get past that with not the best coach? Like, if you're the White Sox, don't you want Coop, like, kind of making sure that
his eyes are on it?
And maybe they are. I mean, maybe from afar he is still doing that, because I know that he talked to those guys before the spring training began. But there's talent there. There's just something. He said that he needs to get back to where he was when he was a sophomore in high school, which is really scary if that's the safe place that you're going back to.
So if you have thoughts on this, 312-644-6767, or the previous discussion about have you kind of had enough of the whole Grandpa Rossi thing at this point, with this the media sensation, the multimedia sensation, the upcoming movie, the book, the serial, the Dancing with the Stars, the everything that is David Ross right now. And the 630 says, nationally, people don't get this joke. They don't get the love affair with Ross in Chicago. It's like the White Mamba joke. If Brian Scalabrine had a White Mamba serial or a book creating the White Mamba, it would look ridiculous. And also, Scal had a way of winking at the ridiculousness
of it. He still
does. That he's in on the bit.
You don't think David Ross is winking at it?
I think a little bit, but then kind of...
Kind of not.
Right, you know? Like, there's... Initially, maybe, and then they win it all, and he hits a home run, and all of his teammates are fawning over his significance, even though it's not necessarily on the field.
That's why I disagree with the texter, because this was historic. You can't compare it to some bum on any other championship team, because this was being a bum on the Cubs.
And not even a, like, he had a good year.
And he had a great role in it, and those guys endorse him. That's the other part, that Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, they swear by David Ross. Jason Hayward paid for his suites for the entire season on the road.
For his whole family, right?
Yes, because of the relationship they had when he was in Atlanta.
Let's go on the road. Here's your family.
So you have okay. you have all these guys telling you, oh no, you don't get it. At one point last year, Rizzo even said, like, you guys don't understand. He is so important for us, and here's why.
But that's what I mean. That's what changes the prism through which you see, is it a bit or not? Because if you believe all that, and maybe it's true, maybe he really meant that much, then it's sort of that would then inform us, hey, look, this is all real. Gonna write a book to make a movie because this guy mattered that much. You can't have it both ways. You can't be like end of the bench guy, hood ornament, mascot thing, and be the Obi-Wan Kenobi that used the Force to make the team great. You can't have both. And it's kind of, and hey, again, let him, I can't say what I would do in that position. If the market's there, you can go eat your cereal. Get paid.
Do we know what's in the David Ross cereal? Like, what is it? Is it cinnamon based? Like, what's it? What's the hook for a Dave Ross cereal?
Does it have to be one? Does it?
Well, I mean, I want to know what I'm buying. Like, why do I want to buy the Dave Ross cereal?
I'm getting your information.
I mean, you bring up the cereal and you don't even know what it is. It can be great.
It's Grandpa Rossi Crunch. Oh.
That's not what it's called.
Yeah.
Is there a box?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's exclusively at Jewel Osco. It is a frosted cornflake cereal, so it's frosted flakes.
Their food.
Their cub. That's cub. And your best Basil Ravencroft.
So he's got frosted cornflakes.
Grandpa Rossi Crunch.
I thought maybe he, like, you went with, like, the most simple cereal you can find.
Well,
like, jazz that up, man.
What's the most complicated cereal?
Well, I mean, like, it's
Mueslix.
It's cornflakes.
I'm Max von Sydow for Kellogg's Mueslix.
It's frosted flakes. It's like you couldn't throw some stuff in there. Here's some berries.
Do you remember
those? Here's some chocolate.
But do you remember those commercials? Do you remember Kellogg's Mueslix?
No,
you don't. Okay, no. It was. I'll never ever understand the meetings that produced that particular ad campaign.
I remember the cereal, but I don't remember the commercials.
They were voiced over by Max von Sydow, the Swedish actor, the Bergman-esque Swedish actor, who's also noted for his portrayal of elderly Father Marin in The Exorcist. So I hear that voice. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid. And so when I hear this guy pitching cereal, it's like, Kellogg's Mueslix, I cast you out. Like, I picture him reading the Roman ritual as he's selling cereal. Like, the power of Christ compels you
to buy this cereal.
It is God himself who compels you to buy Kellogg's Mueslix.
Like, okay, all right, I'll eat the cereal. Get the locust demon Pazuzu out of my corporeal being.
Every time that I would hear Mueslix, I would think of, what was the glue that it has, like, a similar name?
The glue?
Yeah, there's like a glue, like, when you're in school that you use that was similar. So I know some old school person will text it in, but it used to always make me think of that. Like, it's one of those things you had to kind of brush on to keep. And I don't know. I've totally loved
mucilage.
Yes.
It had that weird tip.
Yes.
It had that tip that had like a slit in it that looked like the mouth of a stingray.
That's every time I heard.
Yes, mucilage.
That's what I thought of.
I thought of that in, and I don't know why, how I pulled that out of my ass.
It's a good pull.
That is, yes, and it was weird glue. It's mm-hmm. like, it wasn't just like normal white Elmer's glue all school glue, and it wasn't rubber cement.
And it was just, like, extra work, and it just, if you pulled that, if yes. the teacher pulled that out, then you knew that you were in for a long day in
children,
arts and crafts.
It is time to wield your mucilage container. Remove it from its holster. Break the glass. Yes. And I forgot, why did we have it? What did it do?
I don't know why it was more special than Elmer's glue. I just know that every time I heard about mucilix, I would go, oh, it's that glue. I don't want to eat glue for breakfast. At least not today.
It was a brand. Right? It was, you know, I'm doing a search on it, but there is an actual word that just means a viscous secretion or bodily fluid.
Yeah, that doesn't sound.
An adhesive solution, gum, or glue. Yeah, but I it was like on lists and you had to buy it.
Yes.
And it was there and it always seemed weird. Elmer's mucilage? Do they own it now? Boy, they bought big mucilage, I guess.
Big glue is out there doing big things. No restrictions.
You don't compete with us. We buy you up.
We buy you up in dead horses and everything else with the glue.
Yes.
Is this right? Did Duncan Keith have a cereal too?
Yes, he did.
No.
Yeah, he did.
And it was the same thing?
Keith Crunch.
It's the same. Like, is it literally the same cereal? That the Duncan Keith Crunch, they basically have just took his picture off the box.
They like pulled the wax paper bags out of it and then just put him in a new box.
Put it in a David Ross box.
Yeah, we love it.
Yep, Frosted Corn Flakes.
Come on!
Same company.
That's ridiculous. So now every Chicago athlete gets to just go on the same box of cereal if they win a title.
Hi, I'm Michael Carter Williams. Would you like to have something as part of your nutritious and complete breakfast? Then you should try MCW. It will give you an assist to start your day.
That's how the commercial goes. But it has to be MCW Crunch, because apparently that's the tag. The tagline of all these things is Crunch. Even though it's really just Frosted Flakes, which once you pour the milk into them, not that crunchy anymore.
Yeah, you got to get Frosted Flakes at exactly the right time.
And your milk cereal ratio has to be perfect.
Yeah. And it's also, for whatever reason, and I've noticed this when I was a kid, walking from the kitchen to the family room to go to the glass table to sit and watch television, a bowl of Frosted Flakes sloshed around and was more likely to spill over the side of the bowl for whatever reason compared to a Captain Crunch or other cereals. And I always reminded myself, if it was Frosted Flakes, walk more carefully with it so I don't spill it on the Persian rug and get yelled at again.
Anthony Rizzo's cereal is not this, right? He's got
no,
O's.
Those are Rizzo's.
Right?
Yeah, that's like a Honey Nut Cheerio thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why would you not? I mean, I guess, you know, if the check's coming, it doesn't matter. But
and that goes to charity.
Why
Rizzo stuff?
But I'm saying, if you're Dave Ross, like, I don't care, just give me the check. But wouldn't you want? Wouldn't you want?
You could do Ross checks. Just give me the checks. Buy my checks. Give me the check.
Give me that check.
Give me the checks.
We want them checks.
Yep.
Ross checks. That is so perfect. I'm looking forward to the internet. Let's go, internet. I want to see that box.
Yeah, Ramblin' Grimace, I want to see the box of Ross checks. You know what I'm talking about. Get your ass to work, big purple fella. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. When we come back, we are going to give away a $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Technology that connects you to your car. Considering I'm here in Southern California, let me say this. Not this time, not this Game 7, not in their barn, and not after five consecutive Game 7 losses. The Ducks were not going to let it happen again. Even if they got off to a bad start, and Duck fans were tripping and fearing the worst, it was not going to happen once again. Edmonton gets a fluky goal early on. The Ducks have one waved off because of offsides. But it didn't matter. This crew stayed after it. They manned up and they changed the narrative completely. And they put the disappointment of all those Game 7s behind them. Ryan Getzlaf, Corey Perry, Coach Randy Carlisle. They were not going to let it happen again. Not this time, not this Game 7, and not in their own barn. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or AudiOrlandPark.com. That's AudiOrlandPark.com.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine. That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Drive into Merlin for their buy one, get one free oil change. For a limited time, purchase a 3,000-mile drive oil change and get a free basic oil change coupon that you can use later or gift to a friend, coworker, or family member. That's right, a free oil change when you buy one. Visit merlins.com/BOGO for complete details or drive into Merlin and ask for the buy one, get one drive oil change. Impress mom this year with a gift card to beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. She'll love the lake restaurants and Caladora Spa. Voted best resort in Walworth County. Visit lakelawnresort.com. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron. Featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy now through Monday and save 20% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Malibu LTs. Get details and schedule a test drive today at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
Score some points with mom and purchase a gift card for the spa at Eaglewood Resort. She'll love this perfect gift for Mother's Day and a special bonus if you purchase $150 or more. For more info to purchase a spa gift card, visit EaglewoodResort.com.
This Mother's Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words. It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared. Or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry. We're jewelers. The one unique gift that makes her Mother's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. It's all about the playoffs, and the Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home next Saturday for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We're approaching the middle of May, and, there are things to point to. Our travel hasn't been great, yada, 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 but it doesn't matter. We've been really healthy too, on the flip side, right? So there are lots of teams out there that are dealing with critical injuries. No one wants to hear about that. They just want to see your record.
No excuses from Cubs president Theo Epstein. His team is 17-17, fourth place in the NL Central. Epstein visiting with Mully and Hamley this morning. The Cubs are 2.5 games behind first place St. Louis. Cubs visit the Cardinals tomorrow. Addison Russell's status up in the air. He's got that bad shoulder. Meanwhile, Justin Grimm sent down to Iowa to make room for tomorrow's starter, Eddie Butler. White Sox host Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland and Phil Hughes, the starters. Hockey, the Blackhawks agree to a 2-year extension with forward Richard Ponick. He's coming off career highs in goals and points. Football Bears rookies reporting to Hallis Hall today. Rookie minicamp begins tomorrow. And yes, Mitchell Trubisky did indeed drive his beige beat-up 1997 Toyota Camry to Hallis Hall. Ryan Pace wants him to keep the car because he doesn't want the QB to change. NBA playoffs, Game 6, San Antonio at Houston. Spurs can take the series with a win. Kawhi Leonard, officially game-time decision, a bad ankle. Golf, round one of the Players' Championship, a 67 today for William McGirt. So at 5-under, he's got a one-shot lead over both J.B. Holmes and Alex Noren. They're done for the day. Others still on the course. Hurry into Subway restaurants for the $5 foot-long spicy Italian loaded with pepperoni, salami, and now just $5 for a limited time at participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow night at 6:40 when the Cubs take on St. Louis on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
The tents are restocked.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. We're all about Chicago's teams. Our hosts are all Chicago guys. No, we're not in L.A. and we're not on the East Coast. We broadcast live right here from Chicago. And when Chicago sports news breaks, we break in with all the details. Keep streaming The Score for the best of Chicago sports talk. We're 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
2:30 on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes in today for Jason Goff, who has the day off. Kelly Krull is going to join us at 3:30. Sahadev Sharma at 4. And then you'll hear in full. You heard a little bit of Theo Epstein just after 2 o'clock, but he was really good today. And not pulling any punches when it comes to the fact that his team has been in large part punchless.
They're not playing well. The great thing is that the division as a whole isn't playing particularly well. You could run into some trouble this weekend because the one team that's starting to look okay is the team in St. Louis, and that's where the Cubs go next. Only two games out, or was it two and a half now that they're out? It's something just looks off. And last night, one of the things that I was talking about, Dan, I'm running past you because I know that you're a numbers guy. You brought up David Ross and the fact that maybe they are missing him. I wonder how much of the stuff we can't quantify is messing with them.
The relationship between pitcher and catcher, the sequencing of pitches, the framing, et cetera.
And not just that, like who's in the clubhouse, who's not in the clubhouse now. Like all of those things that are hard for us to figure out.
Bullpen proximity being different?
Yep. What's the actual effect?
We'll never know.
What's the effect of Kyle Schwarber? And then Spiegs brought it up during transition that is he having a human reaction to the perceived idea of what a leadoff hitter is? And how does that play into what his at-bats are like?
Caller 6 to the contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Time to spoil mom with the decadent gourmet-dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Don't wait. Go to berries.com. Order now. We've got two more of those to give away. And we also have three $50 gift certificates for Pro Flowers. And you got to be listening if you want to win one of those.
Another thing I've been dying all week to talk to you about this because I knew that we were going to do the show together. Mm-hmm. And I kind of put it in my back pocket for a conversation. When do we stop looking at the 2017 Cubs through the prism of the 2016 Cubs? When do they become their own entity that is not connected to them winning the World Series?
Well, I think at least early on, it's fair to say, look, this was their record last year. This is why their record was what it was. This is what they were doing. Like I brought up before, the BP Wrigleyville piece just talking about how there's a lower percentage of fly balls being turned into outs than there were. I don't think it's one or the other. I don't think some of these comps, some of these year-over-year comps, means you're not acknowledging that they're a different team. I just think you're looking at, hey, this is, you've got the standard. You've got a World Series champion, best team in baseball. And sometimes the World Series champion is not the best team in baseball. They set that. They were the best team in baseball and they won the World Series. So we know a statistical profile of what that looks like. So I don't think using that to say this is what it was and this is what it is conflates the identity of their team.
But for me, and this goes back to my Kyle Schwarber argument, that if we're looking at Kyle Schwarber as a known commodity because we saw him do incredible things in a small sample size, then shame on us for doing that. That this is a very much an unfinished Major League Baseball player at this point who is coming off a significant injury. Now, what he did in the World Series was incredible. It was legendary. But we can't look at him and say, this guy is a finished product. Like it kind of bothered me when Theo said, well, we know Kyle's going to hit. No, you don't. You believe
right
that Kyle is going to hit. There's no statistical basis for you to say that.
They also have earned the benefit of the doubt when it comes to scouting. I agree. These are not jamokes who are making some of this stuff up.
I agree.
You know, winning that World Series, producing all this talent does allow for people to say, hey, maybe they're just right about it.
And that's why I wonder, when does that go away? When do you go, I don't know. Addison Russell has got he's got over 1,100 at-bats. He's a .240 career hitter. When do we say this is who he is? Instead of going, well, he still projects out to be da 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 da. When do we get to that point? I feel like I know what Chris Bryant is, even though he doesn't have a ton of at-bats, because there's been a rise. Like, it just is continued from what he was from his rookie year to what he is now. It has been a steady upward tick. Javier Baez, to me, is still an unknown. He is maybe the most exciting defensive player in the game. I put Nolan Arenado in there. Manny Machado makes some incredible plays as well, where you go, wow, Mike Trout tracking balls down in center field. But I don't know if anyone gives you the wow factor the way that Javi does or is capable of doing, but we still don't know what he is as a player. So when we project on the Cubs and start thinking about, well, the 2016 Cubs, the World Series standard that you talk about, I don't know if it's a fair standard to ask them to live up to.
What complicates things, too, is that when you signed Jason Hayward to the contract you did to be a steadying veteran presence, and he's had an increased variability and volatility because of his issues last year, there is an injection of unknown into that that you didn't really count on being there either. As this reclamation project continues, and now you've got the injury issue. I mean, really, when you say you got, you know, Bryant and Rizzo and some of the older guys, you know, again, Montero, but even he could be, and that's the problem with, you know, look at Zobrist. You know what he was.
Right. And you should be able to know that at 36, they got their value out of Zobrist.
Yes.
They got it.
His World Series MVP. It's
worth every dollar of what his contract was because of how he was able to play leading up to and through the playoffs. But even with that said, you're looking at a guy that you knew that you were on borrowed time with. And they won. They won that gamble. The gamble was, do we bring in Zobrist now, and can he help us in the next, I think, the next 2 years? Like, that's what you're looking at. If he's a seven war player for the 2 years that at the front end of this contract, then the contract was worth the money that you paid for him.
You know, in 2016, Ben Zobrist played 147 games, had 631 plate appearances, and he compiled 4 wins above replacement in a very, very solid season, with a slash line of 272, 386, 446, a terrific weighted on base average of 360.
What was his WAR number last year?
4.
It's 4.
4 WAR player, F WAR. There are some projection models here. Usually we've used Pecota in the past, but FanGraphs relies on Zips and Steamer.
Akron.
And Cleveland. What they call depth charts. And sometimes these projection models agree. Sometimes they don't. But it's Zips, Steamer, and depth charts. Zips projected him before this year as a 1.5 WAR player. Steamer at as a 1.7, and depth charts as a 1.6. And I don't know if this is updated and currently informed by playing time, etc.
That sounds about right to me, Dan.
That's what you're talking about. You're talking about a guy who is less than half as valuable this year as he was last year.
But it worked. It worked exactly the way that you would hope it would in the first year of that deal, that you got the value out because you end up with the trophy.
Not to mention you had Javier Baez knocking on the door to eat up more of his playing time.
And again, this is where I wonder, is it more valuable, is it better for Javier Baez to play second base every day without knowing that he might have to sub out for Ben Zobrist? These are all things that Joe is going to have to manage and the management team is going to have to talk about. I think that it's not entirely fair to the young guys on that team to go, oh, well, we know what they are. We know that they're going to, what did you say earlier, the back of the baseball card? Well, we know what no, we don't. We don't.
They don't have a back of the baseball
Correct.
Card yet.
They don't have that. And with Schwarber in particular, this guy is clearly, he can be an intimidating force when he's at the plate. He's still a baby when it comes to major league games and major league at bats. And even for a guy that's done as great of a job at projecting out players as Theo has, I'm uncomfortable just saying that we know what he is. I think we've seen glimpses of what he might be. But I want us to be more careful with treating this as if he's a five-year veteran that has a long track record of doing this at the major league level during the regular season.
That's Lawrence Holmes in for Jason Goff. When we come back, we will have a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers for a lucky winner. So don't go anywhere. You have Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Harry Carey back at Wrigley Field. We're out in the bleachers.
Next Thursday, in the spirit of Harry Carey, the Score Spiegel and Parkin Show will broadcast live from the left field bleachers at Wrigley from 9 a.m. to 12:45, leading up to the pregame of Cubs-Reds.
Danny, I can't believe we get to join the short list of people who've had the chance to broadcast from the bleachers.
And I promise to be sober until after the show.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Chicago. Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. Show all the moms you love, from your mother to your daughter and grandmother, how sweet they are with a gift from Vermont Brownie Company. Choose from 7 decadent flavors, including maple toffee crunch, peanut butter, and their famous dark chocolate brownie that beat world-renowned chef Bobby Flay. Every brownie is baked in Vermont using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And every Vermont brownie gift is delivered fresh with free Mother's Day packaging. Right now, order a dozen brownies for Mother's Day and get 11 gourmet caramels free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Ordering is easy. Just visit VermontBrownie.com. Order now, because this offer is only good this week. Go to VermontBrownie.com, order a dozen brownies, and get 11 gourmet caramels free. Just use code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must order today.
Next paint project, why settle for a new coat of paint? Try a new coat of armor. Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer at the Home Depot, starting at only $23.98 a gallon. When put to the test, Glidden Diamond stood up to 2,500 scrubs. That's a lot of soccer balls, muddy pets, and fingerprints. And that's one tough coat. We're pouring more into paint with unbeatable prices on scrubbable Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer from only $23.98 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden.
By the way, great job the other night, Boston. You guys were fantastic.
Oh, that's good. I didn't see you there. You were there on Saturday night? That's cool.
Matt Spiegel was doing a great job as the vocalist and all that. Give me a scouting report.
Really get into the song. Voices are solid, on point.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Corporate learning solutions cultivate working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders. Learn more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Last year, when everyone was trying to put us on a pedestal, I said we're still a defending third-place team, which is what we were until we won the division last year. And then, yes, we were World Series champions, but that's over. So right now, we're just, we're a 500 team, and I think we have a lot of things going for us in this organization.
Yeah, he knows what he's seeing. He's not seeing very good baseball being played, and there's all sorts of theories as to what and why, and we're looking at some of these numbers. And look, they were so great last year at everything. The best offensive team, the best defensive team, the best base-running team.
Best run differential team in history.
Right. They were historically great defense. And maybe they didn't realize how reliant on that historically great defense some of the pitching actually was. And that was stuff we talked about all year about when it came to Arrieta and specifically when it came to Kyle Hendricks. How much of this magic is how good they are and how much is just having guys who catch every batted ball turn them all into outs. They're not doing that as much this year.
We were talking during the break, me, Tanny, and Shep. Looking at the Cubs roster, which players are you confident that you know what they are? If we go down their roster, I'm confident I know what Brian is. I'm confident I know what Rizzo is and Lester. I guess Montero, I'm confident I know what he is when I'm looking at him, what his value is. Davis, kind of. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, is there anyone else that you feel like you know what they are?
It's not black and white. I have a higher level of confidence in some guys than others.
Okay, but go down the sliding scale with me then.
I would say I'm most certain on the position player side. I'm most certain I know that Rizzo and Bryant are going to be within 10% of what we know are their career average numbers across the board. Fair enough?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's because that's just what they are. I think a resurrected Jason Hayward is going to produce something close to
what he was before last year.
To what he was, and we know what his defense is going to be. So we can put a pretty good projection on what his WAR number is going to be because of defense and base running, and we know that those are consistent. And then you start saying on the negative side of it, like you say, it's possible Ben Zobrist at this stage of his career now is a 2 WAR player. Okay. I think I'm pretty confident knowing he's not a 4 WAR player.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
He's just not. I'm not looking him to rebound to last year. I don't think that's there anymore.
By the way, can you whiteboard that for people? Because people are hitting me up on Twitter and on the text lines. People we throw terms around sometimes that people just don't. No, and they're sometimes scared to ask. So can you explain WAR?
Oh, in brief, I mean, the math would take...
None of us are good at the math.
The math would take the remainder of the show and things I don't understand. But what the wins above replacement means is that it combines a player's... The discrepancy between his game and an average replacement level player. A replacement level player is an agreed upon statistical profile generally of a guy that would be on the end of a bench or at the top of AAA. That's somebody just Joe Nobody major league player. Were this person erased from your team and replaced by that guy, by the replacement level statistical model, how much better or worse is he than that? And what it does is it adds up defense at his position, his primary position, which is important because wins above replacement is positional, which is why you see it at certain spots. It's harder to have a high WAR at first base, for example, because it's easy to find a first baseman that has an 800 OPS, and defense doesn't matter that much. So your WAR number at first base is gonna be different than WAR, say, at shortstop, second base, center field. It adds up defense, base running, and offense, and then puts one number, one catch-all number, measuring everything you do in the game to determine what your value is above that statistically modeled replacement player.
What's an average WAR?
An average WAR is 2.
What's a good WAR?
Good WAR, 4.
What's a great WAR?
Well, it depends on. I mean, you get some 10 WAR seasons if you're Mike Trout. But if you're talking 5, 6, 7, up when you're up in that stratosphere,
just so we can kind of let people know kind of what the scale is. Like Mike Trout, was he a 10-8 WAR last year or something? I mean,
that's insane.
I mean, it's just stupid.
That's Bonzian, Ruthian stuff.
And was Chris Bryant an 8 WAR?
I believe he has the highest first 2 full years of any position player in baseball history. And so you know it also aggregates. If you follow along throughout the year, it builds. Right now, Bryce Harper, Freddie Freeman, and Aaron Judge are all at 2.2 already. Mike Trout's at 2.1. Ryan Zimmerman is at 2.1. Eric Thames is at 2.0. So that's the highest WAR on the Cubs, not surprisingly, belongs to Chris Bryant, who is at 1.6.
So there, for those of you who don't know what wins above replacement, that's what it's a shortened version.
TW,
wins above
replacement. TW, the will to win.
That's a different statistic that only Hawk knows about. Speaking of Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask you a question about the Hawk alarm clock.
Okay.
After the 3 o'clock update.
Okay.
Something that maybe you could play along with as well at home. I've got some questions.
All right. This segment is brought to you by Global Granite and Marble. Time for new countertops. Let the experienced sales and design staff at Global Granite and Marble in Niles help you find the perfect stone for your project. Visit their website at globalgranite.com. We will do what Lauren said we're going to do in just a moment after an update on the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Theo Epstein.
How do you judge this team if you don't judge it against last year?
I have very high expectations for this team. I need 1 month to serve too small a sample size to have any expectations. That's why the season is 162 games.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Push it.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
This Mother's Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words. It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared. Or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry. We're jewelers. The one unique gift that makes her Mother's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. We're all about Chicago's teams. Our hosts are all Chicago guys. No, we're not in LA.